It wouldn't be Christmas without me saying something at the front, wouldn't it? Like, you know, I should have my Santa hat and all on. Anybody knows my view on Christmas, you know, you wonder why I'm at the front at all. But what I thought is, and I thought most of the people here on this side look like they've already been on the Christmas drink, because I finished up having to stand on a seat at the back to be able to read the words, because they were all swaying like this here while they were singing, the carols. Now, maybe you struggled with singing the carols because you think, carols really not my thing, and I'm not into all that religious-y stuff, and it's not for me. So I thought we'd do a worldly carol, and we could all join in the chorus, because the old people like Tanya at the back and others, they'll know this. So you have to make sure you're singing the chorus, because I'll keep telling Keith to stop until I can be sure we're all singing. And you're allowed to stand up, and you can clap it and sing it out. But this is a worldly carol. Go ahead, Keith.
I'm
a load of absolute nonsense.
He enjoyed it.
So before we really get into this tonight, I have it on the greatest authority tonight, the top 10 songs of all time as compiled by the fat man himself. Now, I'm not talking about Gary here. I'm talking about Santa. I'm only joking, Gary.
These children, you need to listen to your kids, because see, when this man Santa is coming to all of your houses, he doesn't come to mine, and you can understand why. But when he comes, he actually listens on his iPad to the top 10 Christmas songs of all time. And we're going to have a quick idea. We think we know what they are. So what's number 10, anybody? Give us, shout some of them out. We'll see if you've even got the top 10.
Please.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Because Christmas is fast approaching. But when Roy Wood, that's the fat guy with the beard and the big long white hair, when Roy Wood released it, I bet you that he had no idea 40 years later it would still be a hit. I'm sure his man and dad hated it, but they must have had to listen to it time and time and time and time again. Unfortunately, we've had to listen to it time and time and time again. But you see, although Wizard's Hit is all about snowmen and children singing and Santa on his way and bells ringing out for Christmas, it actually tells us nothing whatsoever of the message of Christmas or what Christmas is supposed to be really all about. You see, it's just one of those top 10 Christian hits with a feel-good factor that fits the festivities, but has nothing to do with any true meaning of Christmas. Now, personally, I don't wish it could be Christmas every day. I wish it could be Christmas never at all. But not as the Wizard song suggests. And I'm sure if you were us, you'd be like me. You wouldn't wish that it could be Christmas. You'd need to be sick in the head if you wanted to wish for Christmas every day. You see, people in every generation, and I've been around a couple,
say, Christmas isn't what it used to be. You ever hear the young girls? Mm-hmm. Christmas isn't what it used to be. It's become commercialised. I wonder who made it that. It's become commercialised. Or as Donald Cupid, the English theologian, says, Christmas, I thought this was fantastic, Christmas is the Disneyfication of Christianity. Christmas is the Disneyfication of Christianity. However, in a simple act, the children here in Shiloh this evening, in their Chris Fingle presentation, declared the message of the gospel, the message of Christmas, in a very beautiful way. Dave touched on that. Because that little orange that they held represents the world in which we live. The candle represents Jesus, the light of the world, or the light coming into the world. The sweets all around the candle represent God's bountiful provision to all of mankind, whether they believe in him or not. And the red ribbon reminds us of the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. You see, this simple act does more to present the message of the gospel, the message of Christmas, than most of the festive chart-topping songs that we've grown to either love or hate. You see, the message of Christmas, the gospel, the good news, is about hope coming into this world. See, when you're looking at Syria and Aleppo, you pray for those people and pray, God, please bring peace into that entire region. When you look at Yemen, the forgotten conflict, when you look at other areas of the world where terrible, terrible events are happening, it never ever takes away from the fact that because Jesus came, hope came into this world. And when you see all of those bad things happening, never ever think that God has lost control. Because the Bible teaches where sin and evil abound, grace abound all the more. You see, the message is about hope coming into the world. It's about God's gracious gift to mankind. It's about a baby born in Bethlehem who would grow up to restore man's broken relationship with God. God and man's relationship was ruined when man chose to rebel against God and do things his way instead of God's way. And the Bible calls this sin. As a result of that sin, God and man were separated from each other. But because God so loved us, that's what he says in John 3 verse 16, it's the only way it can be described. For God so loved the world, that's us. God so loved us. He couldn't leave it like that. He couldn't stand that separation. And so he gave the world a wonderful gift to restore our relationship with him. That wonderful gift was his son, Jesus, born in Bethlehem, who grew up and went to the cross to die for our sin and restore our relationship with God. You see, Jesus doesn't just bring hope into the world at Christmas time. Jesus is the hope of the world. Christmas is meant to be about celebrating God's wonderful gifts to us. And if it's celebrated for the right reason, believe me, it is absolutely wonderful. And I say gifts because God gave us first the gift of his son Jesus. And as a result, those who trust in Jesus receive the gift of forgiveness of sins. the gift of being adopted into God's family, and among many other gifts, everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In celebration of God's good gifts at Christmas, we give gifts to one another. You see, Christmas is really all about Jesus bringing hope into this world. It's about Jesus, by his death, restoring man's broken relationship with God. And therefore, I suppose, every Christian therefore could sing, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Because every day, we should be celebrating God's good gift toward us. Jesus, the hope of the world. Jesus, the light of the world, was born to reconcile us to God, and that's something worth celebrating and worth singing about. Or maybe tonight you're not yet in a right relationship with God. Well, if so, it's simply because you've not accepted God's good gift to you. Don't make any other excuse. Am I to believe in God? Yes, you do. Because the Bible says every person is without excuse. Every person knows that God exists. And the Bible says, even better, it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, let me explain briefly what that means. It doesn't mean a stupid person says, oh, there is no God. It means the fool is the person who knows that God exists, but lives as if he doesn't. Everyone is without excuse. If you are not a Christian, it's simply because you've not accepted God's good gift to you. Tonight, the message of Christmas, the message of the good news of Jesus is for you. The message doesn't have maybe a catchy tune, and neither is it dressed up in tinsel or wrapping paper. But the message is simple. God loves you, and through Jesus has provided a way for you to be reconciled to him. All he asks you to do is repent. That means turn around. He wants you to accept his free gifts by trusting in Jesus, and you will receive forgiveness of sin, be adopted into God's family, and have everlasting life. I wish it could be Christmas every day. If it means seeing people like you accepting God's good gifts. Let's pray. Father, as we celebrate your amazing and wonderful love for us tonight in sending your Son Jesus into this world, born in Bethlehem, as Joseph read from your word to us, Lord, of his coming into this world, we thank you that Jesus, out of his love for you and his love for us, came, Lord God, to bridge the gap, to bring separated man and God together again. But Lord, we thank you that he came knowing that it would mean death on the cross. That he went out of his life and took that burden upon himself so that we could be reconciled to you. And as Father, you promise everyone, not just at Christmas time, but throughout the year, everyone and anyone who puts their trust in Jesus will be forgiven for all of their sins, will be adopted into your family, and have everlasting life. With that wonderful truth, Lord God, it really is